The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
This is Our Africa on the K Jazz Show, and we today get to tune into the rhythm of resilience, the sound of soul, and the voice of a nation, all wrapped up in one mighty bassline. Joining us from Russia is a multi-award-winning composer, producer, and bassist whose musical passport has stamped some of the world's finest stages, from Amsterdam's Royal Concerthal to the King Castle in Sweden. He's also orchestrated for BBC Proms, worked with legends such as Huma Sekela, Makoye Mkhubata, Zoe Modiha, and Bota Kellerman, and has also scooped Naledi and Mzansi Jazz Awards along the way. His third project, Black Child, rather, is on the horizon, and it is more than music. It is a message. Kofifi FM, do welcome across the seas, but never far from home, the inimitable Vuyo Mkhize to the show. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. You know, you're joining us all the way in Russia, you know, but the people of the South, you know, is rooted in home soil. So the question is, are your fingers supposedly playing with Russian efficiency these days, or are they still swinging, you know, like the 11-8, like a good Mzansi groove should?
well, we're still on... It's in my blood, man. We're still on that Mzansi feel. It's a, you know, that African flair. Well, it doesn't go away. And I think over the years, it has been the one thing that has made me shine. Apart from when I, you know, when I'm abroad and stuff, it's always that South African flair. So that one remains a signature of mine.
And speaking of signature, your past two projects, yeah. Tributes and African yes. Skies, you know, introduced yes. us to Vuyo Mkhize, the storyteller, the seeker, you know, yes. as it were. Now with Black Child, what is the message this time? Has the child grown? Has he rebelled? Or has he just decided to play even louder?
So this work, this body of work, I just wanted to do something more important, you know? And it's more of an intervention. And this is challenging the people, like Black lives, you know, Black Lives Matter. Particularly the start of this project was after the Black Lives Matter movement with the George Floyd scenario in the States. Mm. That's when the first song, Black Child, came about. And just to support, you know, just to think how Black people, how resilient they are. And then I started asking important questions like, where are we going? What is happening? Where are we moving forward? Are we moving backwards as the people? And I wanted them to have these questions, these main question, primary questions, sub questions, and then just to understand and write a story. I mean, not all of it is questioning, but also trying to find solutions, you know. And this is like just an agent intervention. Also, this is like to take us as Black people, you know, it's a healing process for us, and to start questioning uncomfortable things, you know. So this is what's the inspiration behind this album.
And I want to zoom into the single, People of the South, which is the lead single from this project. It's more than just a single. I mean, it's a hymn. Mm-hmm. And you said it's for every South African carrying love and hope, you know, unquote.
Yes.
What inspired that tone of gratitude, particularly, you know, in a time when hope can feel like such a scarce currency or commodity?
True. And with specifically with that song, it was one of the songs that I written last on the album, and which I just felt like, you know what, it just gives more of a positive light. And it was deliberate, you know, how I did it. Even the sound of the song, you'd play that song in China, you will immediately pick it up that, no man, this ties straight to South Africa. Just that, how that melody is like Kipimoki to that style. And all the greats, you know, it's traditional South African 1-4-5 typical song, you know, of course with just a modernized version of it. But that one, these people of the South, is definitely, I looked at, you know, we hardly complain. this issue, there's water crisis, there's electricity crisis, there's so much crime. We go to funerals every weekend. We lose loved ones on a daily. Yet, we still find a way to come on top. And I think very few people in the world could bear with such and still move on and still instill positive in the world and still become nice people, you know? So this one was just to truly celebrate South Africans, just to say we really are such a positive and a strong nation. So this is people of the South. Yeah.
Thank you.
Kofifi FM, we are in conversation with VM Kizwana this Sunday, and he joins us to formally debut his latest project, Black Child, that he will be releasing on the 14th of August 2025. And you are hearing it here first for today's edition of Our Africa. Now, Viwe, you've collaborated with jaw-dropping list of artists, you know, from Munduduzo Makatini and Sibongile Khumalo to Grammy Award-winning Voter Calumet. So, for Black Child, who walked into the studio and instantly made you go, yeah, no, this is the one, you know, this is the missing piece to the puzzle. You know, do tell us about the Travelers and their contribution now to this project.
Yeah. And so I had a few, a few chats with a few musicians, you know, who I always wanted to work with and that did not particularly, who have never worked with particularly in this kind of setting, you know. I've played with Marcus, I've played in different other settings. And then I thought, I just want this project to be unique. And I want to create, I sat maybe 2 weeks trying to think of a personnel. And I came, that the guys that I picked, it just worked out how we did it. So I have Marcus Wyatt on trumpet, and Sesonge Kondi on tenor saxophone, Nhlanhla Mahlangu on alto, Bokani Daya on piano, Tlale Makene on percussion, Siphelele Mazibuko on drums, Thandi Ntuli also features in one of the songs, and Spam Dlalose on Vuka, yes. And I thought that combo just works for this particular work, you know. And I always try to keep the music fresh and just not do a copy and paste from one album to another. As you would say, the transition from African Skies to Tributes and now to Black Child is always, it's personalized, you know. And I just wanted to be authentic as much as possible. Yet also the personal will change from one to another.
And I'm also particularly interested in, you know, the message, you know, that you want to convey, I guess, when it comes to this project. What do you hope we take away, you know, when we press play?
I think it's more of a, first of all, I hope we thoroughly do self-reflect as a people. Take a step back and look at ourselves first before we can go out in the world and try and claim what's ours. But look at ourselves. Just maybe love each other better, you know, and as just the people of color, and hold each other better before we can even involve other people. It starts with us. So the main thing is to self-reflect from this album, and we move on together as a unit. And I think the solutions will start there. Once we hold each other by hand, and then we move as a unit. And I think that to me is the most important.
You know, you've performed in some of the world's most prestigious venues, as mentioned earlier. I mean, the Berlin Concert House, the Elbe Philharmonie, the Beaux-Arts, you know. But what I really want to ask now is, it's quite unfair, but I think let's go there.
Yes.
What does it feel like when your best resonates with our stages back at home? I mean, in other words, which audiences are your favorite?
Ooh, yeah, that's quite a difficult one, eh? You know what? I will say one thing. I think the reception overseas, it's really such a positive one, because it's something they've not heard, and it's something new and something fresh for them. It's so refreshing for them. So they always, I mean, the last tour we did last year throughout Europe, you know, from Amsterdam to some of these halls, you know, Elbe Philharmonie fills 12,000 people, and it was sold out 3 months before we got there. And so that is really, the feeling is such amazing. However, playing for people of your home, that remains, you know, special to me.
Yeah.
You know, bringing the music home. And this music is written for, it's inspired by the people in my, you know, my home people. So it makes it's much better for me, you know, to play for the people of my country.
Yeah. But what's harder though, you know, writing a bass line that makes, you know, people cry, or conducting an orchestra full of violinists who don't believe in swing? You know, what's that vibe like?
Yeah. I think in terms of that, you have to kind of split yourself into two. And then even if, and then just apply, employ like influences from it, because now it's frustrating to think about it, to think I'm just taking this that I've done and just putting it in a bigger scale, because it does not work like this, because they think differently, everything, the rhythm, they see rhythms differently, they feel the pulse differently. So it's almost like, it's fortunately for me, because I started music in orchestras, and I've done that whole classical route and the classical training, and I've played, played up to when I played for the professional orchestra, and I played with the Johannesburg Philharmonic professionally. So I understand that space. Then I know that I put the viewer of this orchestra, and then with all my influences, then it's just about teaching them, say, okay, this, we do it this way. This, we string it like this. We don't normally play it straight. This is not a triplet, but it's a duplet. But, you know, we find a way.
Yeah.
Which is always better. It's much, much better for me, because I've had experience on both.
Fascinating conversation this Sunday with Buyem Khumalo on the KJazz Show. Of course, it is all about his upcoming release called Black Child. And during our conversation, you and I have been listening to some of this unreleased compositions of this new project. And as we wrap up our catch up with Buyem, let's talk about the upcoming launches. You know, for the new project?
Yes.
And where can we come and see you live?
The launch is definitely going to be on the 30th of August. We're going to launch this beautiful album there. I still have few things to tie. It's mostly going to happen at the Vitz Hall. The launch will happen there. And we're just still in final stages of logistics. But it will be like an evening launch. And in preparation with the planning, probably going to do a Q&A. Maybe a similar thing like this just before, and then for like a half an hour, and then take a short break, and then we start with the set, and then we'll play it right through from track number one until track number nine.
Oh, fantastic. Really going to be an incredible evening. And I hope you can set your calendars, Kofifi FM, to that date. It's going to be happening on the last day of August at the Chris Seabrook Hall. You heard the man. That is in Bloemfontein at the Wits University. And lastly, Biwe, yes. You won Mzansi Jazz Award, received a Summer Nod, and now Tuna Lady Awards. What moment still humbles you the most? Is it the trophies or the silent nod from the stranger that you get at a gig who really felt the music, who had no idea about, the award?
You couldn't have put it better. You couldn't have put it better. Yeah, that for me, I mean, I'm so truly, truly grateful for the acknowledgement of these trophies and stuff. But that moment when you meet someone and say, you know what, your music touched me.
Yeah.
And particularly now, I think with this new single, a lot of people have reached out and just to say this is so beautiful, it's so relevant, and it's just what we need. And I'm partnering this project with a distribution company from Los Angeles, and they gave me spoke to me yesterday, actually sent me an email and say, wow, there's already 4,000 streams, and this thing came out on Friday. And I mean, where, what? Isn't South Africa a small country? What's going on? I said, you know what? People, their support,
absolutely.
And I mean, this has not even been marketed yet in other spaces in part of the world. This is just South Africa.
There you go. There we go.
Well,
congratulations on an incredible project, and I look forward to you sharing it with every single one of us. And of course, if you've been listening to this show this Sunday, you've heard quite a bit of the music, and of course, this is the words from the man. And we look forward to seeing you, viewer, back on our bandstands here in the city for the official Black Child launch.
And thank you so much. I'm so grateful and honored to have been part of Kofifi, and I've followed this show, and it has carried me throughout. I did a segment of Johnny Kiani a while back, and it's just my absolute favorite station. And I truly, truly appreciate the work you do and keeping the jazz alive. And then by you keeping it alive, you're keeping us alive, and you're keeping our kids alive, you're keeping families alive. So keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're doing such a great thing, man. And I appreciate it. And your listeners, thank you for your listeners that they listen to this so that this cycle can keep going on,
Thank you for your kind words, viewer. And I really, really appreciate you sharing this with us this Sunday. He is a multi-award-winning composer, producer, and bassist, Viwe Mkhizwana, for Our Africa this Sunday. And of course, he was on the KJazz Show.